KBND Radio News Time is 12:05. Good afternoon. It's Thursday, almost Friday. Welcome to the news. I'm Dave Jarvis. Our reporter this afternoon is Kelly Blyer.
Thanks so much, Dave. Hundreds of deputies will be out on the North Santiam River near Detroit this weekend looking for the body of missing Bend woman Lori Blaylock. Don Thompson with the Marion County Sheriff's Department says six different agencies will be out this weekend, including Deschutes County, searching on the water and on foot.
We're going to be focusing in the area between Idana and the east end of Detroit Lake. We'll probably have several hundred deputies and volunteers, search and rescue volunteers. It's actually a training exercise to train for water recoveries, water rescues, and general search and rescue. And what we decided is, given the fact that we're still looking for the body of Lori Blaylock, that we would sort of combine the exercise with a real need for an area to be searched.
Search and rescue crews were out along the North Santiam in December and January, searching for Blaylock's body after someone thought they saw something in the water, but officers weren't able to find anything because of fast currents and murky water. The Bend Lapine Schools Boundary Committee has another week to think things over. 1110 KBND's Dave Adams was at Wednesday's meeting and brings us an update.
In the words of Superintendent Ron Wilkinson, the middle school boundary committee is in overtime, but he doesn't want the committee to feel rushed into a decision. Still, the clock is ticking because of planning deadlines for the upcoming school year. The committee did take a straw poll vote yesterday, and 14 of the 25 members voted for option 1B. Kevin Gehrig is the principal at Pine Ridge and a member of the Boundary Committee.
I do think there has been a good amount of public input. There's a point where we have to take that input and then move ahead. And do we keep talking about it or do we make a decision? And I think we have to get to a point where we make a decision.
The committee talked about getting more information on the number of parents and students affected by the TAG or Talented and Gifted program and how that looks by moving some of the students to Pilot Butte Middle School. The committee will meet again next Wednesday at 4 p.m. and the pressure is on for them to make some kind of recommendation to the school district at that time. Dave Adams, 1110 KBND Radio News.
The IB plan moves Pine Ridge students to Pilot Butte Middle School. And Redmond students will be out of school an hour early on Wednesdays next year. The school board voted last night to approve early release so teachers can get together for professional development once a week. School board president Jim Erickson says research supports that this is time well spent.
We have to put people together, teachers together. They're the experts, and we've got to put them together with our specialists that are classified folks, but come in for half days and focus particularly in the area of reading. We have to give those folks time to do that work.
Redmond has been considering early release for a couple of years. In the past, there was some concern from working parents about what they would do with their kids. But because of Redmond's switch to four-day-a-week school in previous years, the district has plenty of after-school activities and options for students to participate in. For more details on these stories, go to KBND.com. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.